In the 1940s, a German immigrant and a Texas businessman gave up baking bread for baking fruitcake. If you think that's nuts, you should try their product.
It's about 30% pecans. We use 20,000 pounds of pecans a day during the season.
That's a truckload of pecans every other day. Hayden Crawford is a partner at Collins Street Bakery, which was founded in 1896. This afternoon, he's two-stepping in his lizard skin boots around giant mixers and boxes of dried fruit.
Here's the golden sultana raisins.
The golden raisins, bright red cherries, green pineapple, and papaya are bound together by a batter of flour and honey, mixed by big metal claws and hand-decorated by women in hairnets. They churn out up to 20,000 a day this time of year. The deluxe fruitcake has made Collins Street Bakery famous worldwide. Early on, circus showman John Ringling started sending the treat to friends abroad. In the 70s, the red metal tin even shows up in a scene from The Godfather. But sales in the U.S. started to wane for the first time about 15 years ago. Crawford says some people just didn't want to buy a cake that looked like a box of Skittles. So the bakery added to its repertoire.
Then we have an apricot from Australia. We have an apple cinnamon, which is you see here. And we have what we call the Texas blonde. Instead of the red and green fruit, we just use pecans on the top.
Crawford says the fruitcake makeover also included a bit of a name change.
Instead of calling them fruitcakes, we started calling them pecan cakes. And that changed pretty dramatically the sales for our cakes.
Even with the name change and free samples in each store, not every customer is convinced. Alma Garcia won't eat the fruitcake.
What don't you like about it?
Oh, it's just so sweet.
Too sweet.
Yeah, I like it.
What do you get here when you come?
Just the cheesecake and a chicken sandwich.
The cheesecake might hit the spot, but it probably won't last as long as the famous fruitcake. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.